Hello, and welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
And that emotion-filled host that you hear over there is one Ben Noble.
And the other person is Brian.
Ben.
He's here.
You seem pretty stoked. Why don't you tell us what we do here?
Oh, we do a lot of things. We do tarot.
Go on.
Okay, well, Brian, you might think, how do you do that? And we would say,
I was just thinking that. How do you do that?
And we would say, we don't know. But what we do know how to do is flip over three cards to answer listener questions. And in the order that we draw them, they indicate the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then we move on to the card of the week. And then we move into the second half of the show, the outro.
Oh, that outro though, huh?
That's the best part. That's what keeps the lols coming back.
That's like the Nutella in the peanut butter sandwich.
A mystery? A surprise?
Yeah, like a surprise, surprise where you're like, oh my gosh, is this chocolate? Oh, somebody must really love me. They put Nutella on my sandwich.
Do you swap out the peanut butter with Nutella, or you do both?
You do both.
Okay. Isn't it technically like hazelnut?
Yeah, hazelnut and cocoa. Any other questions about Nutella?
No, mostly just about how to read tarot.
Okay. Well, we've been training for almost 2 years on how to read the tarot.
And where has that gotten us?
We still are called amateur tarot readers, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a long, arduous process to get fully certified as a tarot reader.
I haven't even started studying for the big exam.
Yeah, the TRE.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Have you?
I've actually taken it several times and failed every time.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know you were taking it. I guess you were waiting till you passed to surprise me with the news.
Yeah, I didn't want to get everybody's hopes up, and I didn't want to have like a big celebratory thing and then fail it, which I have several times.
So probably for the best that you didn't tell anybody you were taking the TRE.
Right. And now that I've told you, I'll just stop taking it.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll continue to be amateurs.
I guess that's a good idea. We don't have to change the name of the show.
So that's good, too. That helps with SEO.
With SEO, which is arguably our second most important topic here.
Probably. Didn't we come up with another acronym for that? Spiritual Energy Optimization?
Something like that, yeah.
I think that was it. So that is very important to the tarot.
Yes.
Yeah, SEO is a big topic here.
And that's why I'll never pass my TRE, but I'll still be able to be a good intuitive reader, because I'll be able to have that good SEO.
Yeah. Well, now that we've got our SEO juiced up, do you want to move into the part of the show where we answer questions?
Sure. Let's go over to Queerin's Corner. I feel like we rushed into Queerin's Corner this week.
Do you? Sometimes we go right to it. I mean, sometimes we don't even have dumb banter.
We always have dumb banter.
But mostly we save it until we get into this part of the show.
Well, this week, I think you'll be pretty happy, Ben.
Why's that?
Because we're going to use a deck that I know will be 3 stars.
How do you know?
Oh, just take a look.
Okay, well, what we have here is a very familiar-looking deck. It appears to be the Rider-Waite Tarot deck.
It is indeed the Rider-Waite Tarot deck.
The OG, from which all other ratings derive.
You know, I haven't looked at the Rider-Waite deck in a long time. I dig the colors.
Do you?
Yeah, a lot.
Well, you can use it more.
I could use it more. I should use it more.
I use it up from time to time.
I will use it more.
There you go. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Now, this one is not shuffled at all. It's put in a weird order, but it's not shuffled.
It was the order we used when we were putting together the book.
Oh, how'd that go?
Pretty well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good.
The book that I'm sure all of you are reading right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
me too. Just have it out in front of you as the guide to what we're about to say.
Well, they want
to
see the pictures.
Yeah.
So as you noted, Brian, this deck is the deck from which all other ratings derive. Therefore, it must have 3 stars.
3 stars. All right.
I'm shuffling it.
This week's question comes from Mary from St. Louis. Have we ever had a Mary before?
I don't think so. I think that's a new name. I think that's the elite 10%.
Yeah. Well, Mary says, I'm struggling to get over a breakup. I've dated a lot, but no one interests me as much as he did. Will I find someone soon that I will be as happy with as I was with my ex-boyfriend?
Deck shuffles very nicely.
It's a good deck. You're going to bump it up to 4 stars?
No, it's a 3-star. I can't bump it up to 4 stars because otherwise then we have to rate everything else on a curve and all the other ratings have to be adjusted up.
But this is the benchmark deck.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what that's... There's like there's a word I'm looking for that I'm not finding, but...
I think benchmark was the word that I was reaching for.
Okay, well, maybe I'll come up with my word later.
It'll be better, I'm sure.
What is it like... what's the word... Like when you're making sourdough bread... And you have
the mother.
Like, the mother. That's what this deck is.
This is the mother deck.
Yeah, it's the deck that all the other little decks are made from.
Yeah, all the rest of my decks are sourdough.
Exactly.
And this is just a piece of bacteria that makes the rest of the sourdough delicious.
Exactly.
Hmm. Sourdough is really good until you start thinking about it, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to not think about it because I quite like sourdough.
I love sourdough bread. It's out of... Do you think sourdough bread is the best bread?
Probably.
I think so too.
Like a good, I mean, Texas toast is good, but it's less versatile.
And would it be better if the Texas toast was sourdough Texas toast?
Yes.
Yeah. Cause Texas toast is more of a slice style.
Yeah.
Than a bread type.
Yeah. Yeah. Sourdough's good.
Sourdough.
Welcome to the amateur bread lovers cast where we like bread a lot.
It'd be cool if we had that one monk that cooks bread on PBS, if he came in and did tarot with us.
I don't know who he is.
Fair enough. I obviously don't know who he is either.
Well, if you're listening, come in.
And if you're listening, shame on you. This is a tarot podcast. Oh, you know what? I read tarot for somebody at my local coffee shop earlier this week.
Oh, yeah?
And I came back a couple days later, and she was like, Brian... my friends have told me that you have just let evil spirits into my life.
Well, you probably did, but did she take your advice?
She is taking the advice. She wanted my reassurance that I didn't let evil spirits into her life.
Oh, okay.
And well, I told her that I didn't believe in evil spirits, so there's no possible way I could have done that.
Okay.
She shot down that defense pretty easily. Like, if I didn't believe in rain, I would still get wet.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, like, even if you don't know the law, even if you don't know it's bad to murder people... And you murder somebody, you still get in trouble.
Right. So ignorance of evil spirits is not defense of evil spirits.
So you could have still conceivably let evil spirits into her life.
But then I told her that the tarot is exactly as dangerous as astrology.
Okay.
And that seemed to put her at ease.
Good. But she took your advice and is it going well?
I think it's going well. It was a good read. So
and then it was worth the evil spirits.
I think so.
Even if that was real.
But I also want to say that it's not real. We are not letting evil spirits into your podcast listening device.
Okay. But if your iPhone or whatever does start playing like Aaron Carter in the middle of the night, then maybe we did.
Is Aaron Carter one of the... No. Was Aaron Carter part of another group?
His brother was.
Who was his brother?
I don't know. Another Carter. I think he was his brother was a Backstreet Boy, I think.
Oh, okay. Brother of a Backstreet Boy.
Yes.
It's my life story. Except my brother is not a Backstreet Boy. Yeah. Okay. So, Mary, how'd you let us get off track? Mary's struggling to get over a breakup. She's dating, but can't find somebody that she can be as happy with as she was with her ex. Well, I mean, I guess they had good reasons to break up, but it sounds like she's still hung up on this guy. So no wonder that her dates aren't going to be working out right now.
Well, yeah. Also, you don't know who broke up with who, you know? Maybe she didn't want to break up.
Oh.
Doesn't say that in the question. Oh. I mean, maybe she ended it too, but we don't know.
That's sad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I made light of your situation.
Yeah, you've opened Pandora's box of feelings now.
Yeah. But what's going to be left in there at the end? Hope.
Is that how that story ends?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Should we go ahead and get to the reading?
Yes.
All right. So, should we restate the question?
I think you did it.
Okay. Recent past.
Flip.
The moon.
Ooh, okay.
All right. This is the classic moon.
Yeah, the lobster path.
You want to describe the card?
Okay. Well, it's the original moon card. You've got a large lobster crawling out of a lake or pond or something. He's going to walk down a path beset on both sides by a wolf and a dog. And then there's some salt and pepper shakers. And then some weird floating rubber duckies. And then a sun with a moon inside of it.
It's a delightful card. one of our favorites.
Yes.
One of my favorites, anyway. I don't want to speak for Ben.
I mean, you look at this deck after looking at 100 and whatever other decks that we've looked at and rated, and the art just looks kind of silly, you know?
You think? I feel like it's so refreshing.
Oh, okay.
I just wish that this version of the deck had the handwritten wording underneath as opposed to the typefaced. But otherwise, I love this deck. Good. I'm going to start using it more.
Good. I'm happy to hear it. Back to the basics, you know?
Yeah. Getting back to my
fundamentals.
Roots.
So do you want to talk about the moon?
Yeah.
This is a card you're qualified to talk about because it's not a quirk card.
Also on this card, there are a bunch of rubber duckies. I don't know if you mentioned
that. Yeah, I think
them.
I said that.
Oh, okay. And rubber duckies are about magic.
Mm-hmm.
But so what we have...
Evil spirits.
No evil spirits. Just magic.
Okay.
Like stage magic.
Oh, okay. Illusions.
Yeah. So what the moon speaks to is following down a path that you can... You can get down that path fine. You just can't see everything that's on the road. Not everything is available to you. And so you don't have all the answers. So possibly with this breakup, there's some element of mystery.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why this breakup happened.
Or what to do now that it did end.
And then another face of the moon is that the person asking the question, you, Mary... you are more powerful than you understand.
Ooh.
The moon doesn't know what it's doing up there in the sky, but down here on Earth, it affects our tides every single day. Like, it pulls all of the water of the Earth every single day.
I like how you brought science into this podcast.
And that's what keeps the evil spirits at bay.
Yeah, science.
But...
That's why Isaac Newton discovered physics. The evil spirits knocked that apple on his head. Yeah, he was, I'm going to learn science to keep you away.
He wasn't sleeping under a tree. He was running from evil spirits. And he bonked into the tree.
Yeah,
and the apple fell on his head.
And then he discovered science.
Thanks, Newton.
Yep.
But yeah, so there's elements of this that you don't understand why the breakup really happened. But there's also things that point to you being stronger than you understand.
Yeah, let's go to the next card.
The King of Cups.
Well, see, this is why I let you talk about the moon, because I'm going to have to talk about this card.
All right. You want to describe him?
Well, he's a king. He's wearing a silly crown, and he's sitting on a throne.
Aren't all crowns kind of silly?
Yes. He's sitting on a stone throne in the ocean, which is always interesting to me.
Yeah.
And he's holding a cup and also like an empty candlestick holder.
I think that's a scepter.
I think it's an empty candlestick holder.
Maybe they're one and the same. I've never had a scepter.
It could be. And I normally think of a scepter as like bigger. It's like staff.
Maybe that's like a mag light.
Yeah. Yeah. For candles. A candle mag light.
Yeah.
Okay. The King of Cups. Well, how do you want to read this, Brian? Should this be Mary or should it be somebody else?
I think this is Mary.
I do too. So the King of Cups is, well, it's a cup card. Mm-hmm. That's emotions.
So it's about emotions.
Yep. And the King of Cups is somebody who... is sort of a master diplomat. The King of Cups has mastered their emotions and knows how to exert influence on other people by getting in touch with their emotions, and also knows how to control their own emotions. And so I think what this is saying for Mary now is that the lobster path she needs to walk down is one in which she can try to keep her own emotions in check. I was going to say more, but then I tried to like abruptly end that sentence.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say more.
Yeah.
The look on your face was one of abject fear.
I was like, where am I going?
So I'm wondering what you were going to say next.
I didn't really have anything. Well, I was going to say she needs to keep her own emotions in check and then sort of know, intuit how other people are feeling in situations as well. But I don't know that that necessarily applies to this situation. So I didn't say it.
Yeah, I will go over your head on this one. And I'm going to say that she does need to be in control of her emotions. But also, we've got a little fish here on the side
gossip.
Of the card. And that's about gossip. Particularly gossip from your unconscious self to your conscious self. So this is a card, much like the Hermit, about learning a lot about what's going on inside of you.
That goes with the moon, too.
It does go with the moon. The moon speaks to your unconscious life and mm-hmm. things that you can't see. And so we're really on a theme here of you being on a journey to find out what's going on inside of you first.
And mastering those emotions.
Yeah. And if there was going to be pre-advice, this is what it would be. I would say.
Yeah.
It's too late to do pre-advice.
Because we already, like, kind of spoiled it.
Yeah, because we're two-thirds into the reading.
Yeah, it's a little late.
But retroactively, that's what the pre-advice
would be. You didn't really go over my head. I mean, what I said, you agreed with what I said, but then added more context.
Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to preface it by saying I was going to add more.
Okay.
I guess.
Well, let's go to the last card here.
All right.
Flip.
Aw, the Six of Cups.
Okay. That's a nice card.
Yeah, two little gnomes sharing a cup of flour.
Not like baking flour, but like literally a flour is in the cup.
Yes. And they're not gnomes, they're children. Here, you can just describe the card.
Yeah, it's two children. They have a bunch of cups with flowers in them. They're outside in like a quaint little village. Medieval village.
What the Six of Cups speaks to is looking back fondly on the past, learning lessons from the past. It's the BuzzFeed card because it's about nostalgia. Wait, there's something I never noticed before. Why is this little girl wearing a mitten?
Maybe it's winter.
It looks like summer.
Yeah, spring, summer. I don't know why she's wearing a mitten. Maybe she has a horribly deformed, scarred hand.
Aw. That's why she's so happy to be getting this flower from this older boy.
Yeah.
Because he's being kind to her.
Mm-hmm. So, situating this into our reading, you think that reflecting on the past is going to help Mary through this troublesome time?
Yeah, I think that reframing this troublesome time as just this time in Mary's life mm-hmm. is going to help her to be able to look back fondly on the memories she had with this other person and look back fondly on other relationships she's had, and to really look at the things that are going on inside of her to set her up for success in some other near future.
Yeah, every relationship that doesn't work out, every relationship teaches you something like about yourself and what you're looking for and what you like and what you don't like. So maybe reflecting back on this relationship, there's some stuff in there that Mary can see of, like, why it didn't work out, what could be better next time, and that's going to help her find someone that she's going to be happier with.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay.
All right. And just to add one more thing, she's going to be happier with herself, which is going to make it easier when she does find someone to be happy in a relationship.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Mary. I hope that helped.
You're staring blankly at the outline like you don't know what comes next.
Oh, yeah.
It's the card of the week. It's the same thing that comes next.
It's time for the card of the week.
Every week.
For some reason, I thought there was something in between those two things.
We can add something, but there's never been something there.
No, I think this is fine.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to do the outro and then the card of the week?
No, then we may not get to the card of the week.
Yeah.
We only have so much time to record.
Eventually, the recorder just shuts off.
So this week... Wait, did we go into the card of the week? Are we... We're going to do the card of the week now, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we're doing. So I'm just going to play the music and we're going to go into the card of the week.
If you want.
Let's do it. I'm sorry I get so confused so easily these days.
Yeah, you almost didn't have coffee for this recording, but now you do, so you shouldn't be having this issue.
Right, I apologize. It's been a week since we've recorded last.
Yeah, so. A whole week. Can you believe it, folks?
Can you believe that we stay this on our game, even with a week in between recordings?
No.
I can't either. Well, anyway, this week, for our card of the week, we're going to use the Morgan Greer Tarot.
This tarot is small.
It is. It's a tiny little deck.
It's like, is it the size of normal playing cards?
Yeah, I think they're bridge-size cards.
Is that different than, like, a regular deck?
I think
it's
the same as poker-size cards.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're all the same. Anyway, we have the Morgan Greer deck, which in some... The Lovers is very racy. That's why I paused for a moment there. We've got full art, which is nice. The art is also, I don't know, English, I suppose. Like, English magic tarot-y. I don't know. I go back and forth between some cards I really like and some cards I'm like, it's kind of coloring book-ish.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go 3 stars.
It's a solid deck.
It's a good deck.
Yeah.
There's some cards I really like that are cool, like this 4 of Swords. Is cool. There's
that,
like,
is awesome.
A knight's helmet, and there's like 4 swords in a spooky sky.
Really sharp swords.
Yeah, that's cool. But then, like, this judgment card is like a happy blue family holding up a fiery trumpet.
Yeah, that looks like something out of the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, so it's not that great. So 3 stars, because there's 2-star cards and 4-star cards in here. I was going to say, read the question, Ryan, but There's no question. Tell the folks playing along at home what Card of the Week is.
Card of the Week is for anybody. The Card of the Week is for Mary, who already had her question answered, and literally of every other person in the world.
Even if they don't listen to the show.
Yeah, especially if they don't listen to the show.
They need it.
So when you find someone who you think doesn't listen to the show, grab them and shake them and tell them what their Card of the Week
is. No, tell them to listen to the show. And to rate and review it on iTunes.
Yeah, especially tell them to rate and review us on iTunes.
Even if they didn't listen. On that subject, I was trying to buy a replacement charger for my Mac. Well, not a replacement, a second one.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to buy it from Apple because it's like $80.
Right.
So I got on Amazon to find
a knockoff.
And
that's going to explode on you.
Yeah, probably. So I sorted it by like highest rated because I thought that would be the safest way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so the highest rated one I clicked on, and then I started to read the reviews, and it was so clearly fake because the reviews were not even for the product.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Like, it started to be like, this case looks great on my Windows Surface. And I'm like, that's not, this is a charger.
Oh, I bet they were reviews for the seller, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
But why wasn't it for the product?
Because the seller has more reviews individually than the product does individually, probably. That happens to me on Etsy sometimes when I'm buying decks of tarot cards.
Oh, okay. So I was like, this is not even close to real. So then I didn't buy that. I bought the second option, which did have a lot of good reviews.
Good.
It worked. I plugged it into my Mac and it lit up like it
was. Your house charging. Is on fire right now.
Oh, no. Well, I unplugged it after that.
Doesn't matter.
Because it's for my office, but
I guess you live here now.
Well, that's unfortunate. Because my favorite part of the podcast is when I get to leave.
Wonderful.
All right. Card of the week.
Let's go ahead.
Flip. We're back at the King of Cups.
The King of Cups again.
Also, a silly crown. Now, this looks like a scepter because it's much longer.
That is a scepter.
And he's holding a cup, but he's not in the throne on the water. He's like, I mean, I guess that's a green sea, but it also could be verdant hills.
Well, we've got to assume that it's water, though, right?
I do, but if you didn't know. He also looks a little smug.
He does. He looks like he got drunk last night, and now he's shown up to brunch, but it was a brunch for his birthday. And so he knows that everybody has to be there for him, and so he's just not trying.
I think that's what it actually says in the book.
I guess we'll find out right now. Huh. King of Cups. We have no keywords.
Good.
And it says, a man of great compassion and understanding. He has succeeded in his endeavors and has found peace and contentment. He is helpful and kind to others.
A lovely card for the week.
Yeah.
Do those things.
Be helpful and kind to others always.
And compassionate.
Helpful, kind, and compassionate. Did it say compassionate?
Yeah, it did.
It did. A man of great compassion. So this week, be a person of great compassion and be kind to others as often as you can. And don't just do that this week. Do that every single second of every single day and the world will be a great place.
Cool. Well, this is the last episode of the Amateur Tarot Podcast. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for listening to these 86 episodes. Bye.
Wait, Ben.
I was out the door.
You almost missed the second best part of the show for you.
The outro.
The outro.
Oh, man, because that means that in 15 minutes I get to go home.
Well, let's go ahead. I'll put away this deck and we'll play some music.
Okay.
And then we'll start with saying thanks to Mary for sending in your question this week. We really appreciate it, and we hope that our advice helped. We want to thank our listeners, our lols. Thank you for tuning in every week. Thank you for tuning in this week in particular.
And now a moment of silence for the lols lost along the way. All right.
Now, Ben, tell them where they can find us.
Well, you can find us at amateurtarot.com. It's a website. I redid the homepage a couple weeks ago. It looks mostly the same, but slightly better.
I appreciate all the hard work that you do.
You are 85% of this podcast. We also have an email address. It's amateurtarotreading@gmail.com. You could send an email there to ask us a question. You can also just go to the website.
Yeah. You could also call us or text us.
You could be the first caller.
At 314-325-6047. And if you call within 10 minutes of us recording this episode, or text within 15 minutes of us recording episode, we will give you
a roll of gauze tape.
A roll of gauze tape. Is there a roll of gauze tape on my desk?
No.
Oh, good one.
I was just... Sometimes I can be creative.
This is the first thing we've given away in a while that it wasn't just junk on my desk.
I have some at my house if we need it.
Oh, okay, good.
So we're also on Twitter. Brian is at Tarot Amateur. I deleted my Twitter, so it doesn't exist anymore. We're also on Instagram at Amateur Tarot. And sometimes we answer questions on there or solicit questions on there. So you should probably follow us and watch our story.
Yeah, and that is another thing that Ben is really good at. I have yet to do it, but Ben has done it, and it is phenomenal.
Brian did not delete his Twitter. You can find that at ZenIronMan.
And you can find Ben at his website, I'mMakingAllThisUp.com. And at I'mMakingAllThisUp.com, Ben tells you how to live your life as a better creative and a better professional. And it's just really good, good words that he puts out there.
Oh, thanks, Brian. That's nice. So on iTunes, that's where the Amateur Tarot Show is, as well as other places, but mostly iTunes. That's the only one anybody cares about. So go there and review us if you like the show. And if you don't like the show, go there and review us.
Yeah.
But don't give us a bad review.
We have gotten some new reviews recently.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we did get some bad reviews recently.
We haven't gotten any bad reviews, oh, but good. We do have some new reviews.
I love that.
The one that I'm going to read you right now is Gigi from Little Blue Gigi.
All right. And what does Gigi have to say?
The title of the review is Meowths Full of Words.
I do like the Pokemon pun. We're off to a great start.
5 stars. 2 guys, mouths full of words that charm and entertain. Great companions on both my mystical tarot education journey and my daily journey to and from work. Aw, thanks, Gigi.
The one thing that does scare me a little bit is that she's using this podcast for education.
I think that that's a common theme that people are doing. People are learning a lot from us.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I can't deal with the responsibility.
So there's going to be a generation of really bad tarot readers out there.
Oh, no.
And I'm very proud of all of you.
Oh, I'm proud, too. We'll have a graduation ceremony.
Thank you, Gigi, for putting in that review. That I don't know if I mentioned it, but that 5-star review.
All right. We have a Facebook group. It's on Facebook.
It is. You should join it. We have little conversations there about our lives and about tarot stuff. And one of our...
Go ahead. Maybe you're going to say the same thing I was about to say.
Oh, one of our members of the group just posted a picture of their new tattoo, their new tarot tattoo. And it was amazing.
Yeah. So that's cool. If you have tarot tattoos, we'll definitely be into that. Especially if, you know, if it's an amateur tarot tattoo. That would be too much dedication. That would actually probably frighten me.
A prison tat of tarot cards. Don't do that, guys. Don't do a stick and poke of tarot cards. Mm. Unless that's what you're into, unless that's your whole aesthetic, then do that. You should really just follow your heart and not what we tell you to do. Except when we tell you to rate and review us on iTunes.
Do that.
Do that.
All right. Well, this is a part of the show on the outline where it just says thank you to. So thank you to Knock Off Mac Chargers, which I can say now because I haven't really used it yet. So I just assume it's great.
Yeah.
That was only $20 compared to the $80 that I would have had to pay Steve Jobs' family for.
How much is it going to cost you to rebuild your house, though?
It's not going to be at my house. It's going to be in my office.
Oh, so it's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Thanks, Knockoff Chargers.
Am I allowed to say that?
That it's going to be at your office?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any bad words in that cluster of words.
Okay.
You're the one that's threatening to burn down your
work. I'm not threatening anything. We're cutting this part out of the show.
So, yeah. Thanks to Knock Off Chargers, and I guess we'll talk to you next week.
I get to go home.
Bye. Will I find someone soon that I will be happy? Blah, 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 blah.